This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Gary Tucker, Director of Environmental Health and Safety with CHS Transportation and Logistics, about Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Gary, it's Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Why are drivers so important to agriculture?
I think it's a really important question. I think the answer will well justify why we have recognition like Driver Appreciation Week. First, consider that the agriculture industry is the largest single user of freight capacity in the United States, and over 80% of that is done on a truck, which accounts for about 20% of the total movement. And really, that's just accounting for products as they go to market. It also, trucking brings the products, the inputs that farmers need to do their jobs, fertilizer, feed, and fuel, so that farmers can grow their crops. Really shows the dependence that agriculture has on truck transportation, and it's all made possible by our drivers.
Well, Gary, what technologies are helping to make transportation safer and more efficient?
Well, starting with efficiency, it's hard to imagine a major fleet operating today without telematics. Telematics provide a platform for real-time communication, routing support, track drivers' available work hours, dispatch and monitor your loads, and plan vehicle maintenance or repairs. It's really an essential tool. On the safety side, maybe one of the leading things that's coming to the fore right now is in-cab cameras with artificial intelligence technology. And it's a really cool technology. It's really having somebody in the cab to help the driver. Let's say the driver throughout the course of the day has become fatigued, or maybe they've forgotten to put on their seatbelt, something like that. The camera can actually detect that and notify the driver, give them some feedback, and hopefully, you know, help them to correct that issue before it becomes a problem. There's some other great technologies, too, that are coming out directly from the manufacturers. Things like forward collision warning and mitigation systems, lane departure warnings, electronic stability control, and backup cameras are just some of the things that are coming out to help reduce accidents and loss of life due to crashes.
Well, driving isn't an easy job. How are companies like CHS supporting their drivers' health and well-being?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and you're right. It's not an easy job. I really think about two things when I think about health and well-being of our drivers. The first is really fatigue management. Fatigue is one of the most dangerous things our drivers have to deal with throughout the course of the day. I think CHS has a great story to tell. You know, one of the best ways to combat fatigue is ensuring you get a good night's sleep. And that's easier to do in your home bed than it is a hotel or a sleeper cab. And overwhelmingly, our drivers are routed so that they can be home at night. So I think that's a great benefit for our drivers. The other area around wellness is kind of nutrition and exercise. I'm really proud of our driver safety committee led by our frontline employees and our drivers. They partnered with CHS Fit 360 and created tools that we provide our drivers now. So when they're packing their coolers or picking up food on their routes, they've got options. They can really look at the tools we provided to make good nutritional decisions. And then also, too, we've provided them some exercise tools. So when they have to climb out of their truck after 2 or 3 hours, they can warm their bodies up before they do their work outside the truck to help reduce injuries.
What job opportunities are available in trucking at cooperatives and agribusinesses?
I'm glad you asked that, because our industry is hiring as we are hiring. The industry is definitely challenged by an aging workforce. Guys are taking advantage of the opportunity to go and retire, take their well-deserved retirements. And it's created a lot of need and a lot of opportunity for people that want to be drivers. But it's really not just drivers. We also need mechanics. Mechanics are critical to this industry. We need logistics specialists, warehouse workers, and even safety specialists to support all of what's going on. There's really just a lot of opportunity if you want to work with a team in a dynamic environment and a place where your work really matters at the end of the day.
Well, that's Gary Tucker, Director of Environmental Health and Safety with CHS Transportation and Logistics. Gary, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.